January 15th, the British Museum opened in 1759. The University of Notre Dame got its charter in 1844. The first Super Bowl was played in 1967. And CNN Student News launched its ninth show of 2015. Our first story today concerns France. Following last week's terrorist attacks in the capital, 10,000 troops have been deployed across the country, plus thousands of police. France is at its highest level of terrorism alert. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, a Middle Eastern terrorist group, says it's responsible for last week's attacks on the headquarters of the Charlie Hebdo satire magazine. 12 people were murdered there. The two gunmen were later killed by police. Surviving staff members of Charlie Hebdo released a new magazine on Wednesday. It showed a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad, something many Muslims find offensive, and the cover reads, "All is forgiven." Despite the controversy, millions of the magazines are being sold. Its usual run is 60,000 copies. 268 miles over our heads, there was an emergency yesterday. U.S. astronauts aboard the International Space Station were told there was an ammonia leak in the cooling system. That's bad. Exposure to high amounts of ammonia can cause lung damage, blindness, or death. The crew put on masks like they're trained to do, and they evacuated to the Russian part of the station. The American segment was sealed off. Fortunately, though, just a false alarm, no ammonia, no one hurt. The problem was with the computer system, not the cooling system. After bringing the American part of the station online, the astronauts returned to their work. If there's ever an actual ammonia leak, there's room to move around in the ISS. It's about the size of a football field.